Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wake up!
That's right. It's time for the wake-up call, and this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get the guaranteed offer on your home today and start hacking. You can call us at 404-726-0929.
Would one of y'all have bailed me out Saturday if I got taken to jail from the indoor playground? Could I have called one of y'all? Because, you know, the wife has a kid. You don't want your kids to have to see
you. You can call me. You can call me.
When you text me that story, I'm pretty sure at that point you would not have wanted me to come down there.
Because you were limping because your little
The paper cut, as you call it, happened much later in the day.
Oh, okay.
It was dark outside when that happened. You texted me that story. I feel like I was at the Derby party then.
I tweeted it out, and Bo saw my tweet, and he's like, "Are you in jail right now?" I was like, "No, man, but it was close. It was close. I couldn't find the dad. I wasn't going to attack the mom, but I couldn't find the dad."
I'd have found my way down there. I'd have found my way down there. I'd been like, "Where's Mike Johnson at?"
You know what I mean? You get
Let
past
me at him.
I don't have any family anywhere close.
And yeah,
so
we
you get came. Past the wife and the kids. You start looking around, going, "Who could I call to bail me out?"
Would
of
you
jail?
Call your neighbor? Just kidding.
See what I'm saying, Tiff? We're at arm's length. You know what I mean?
I know. I'm just making sure.
So I'm not there yet.
I'd call my neighbor.
My wife would have probably called our neighbor. She'd have been like, "Yo, you gotta come. You gotta go get Mike.
You gotta get my husband out of jail.
I'll Venmo you, but you got to go get him."
If I'd have saw an Instagram message from Lindsay, I'd been like, "Oh, got to go. Got to bail Mike out again."
All right. You can call us again at 404-726-0929.
Another arrest for Mikey P.
29. Let's go to the Lions. We got Phil. Phil is on the road. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How are you doing?
What's up, good, Phil? Pretty good.
I went to the Atlanta United game again Saturday.
Yikes.
And, couple of things stood out to me, and I want y'all's opinion on it. Atlanta controlled the possession, but Minnesota controlled the game. They're tougher, more tenacious, more organized. There's some coaching issues when you put kind of a short guy, Edwin Mosquera, against a taller Minnesota player. Who I don't know anything about Edwin's jumping ability, but the corner kick goal, the guy that he was defending just went over him.
Yeah.
And they had done that the whole game. And I keep thinking, when is Atlanta going to make a reaction and change who Mosquera is marking? There's a lot of discord, lack of chemistry. Atlanta under Pineda is now under 500 in his career. And at the quarter point of the season, something's got to give.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what it is.
appreciate your call, Phil. And I touched on this earlier. I'm with you. I said this earlier in the show, and I've actually tweeted this. I'm smart enough to know what I don't know. But the thing I will say is there was a point a year ago on this show where we wondered if Thiago Almada was the best player in Major League Soccer other than Lionel Messi at the time. And it doesn't even you can't even have a moment of watching the game Saturday where he stood out. And the Mosquera point, I think it's just bad, bad positioning, things like that. He's 5'8". I think the guy who jumped over him was 6'2". So you never want that matchup on the cross on the corner. But there is a number of things about this team that I just can't wrap my mind around. And to your point, I think they got out physical and it just seemed like the intensity wasn't there to the stretch. And that's what happens. You lose 1-2 at home against a team that's middle of the road right now.
Back to the lines we go. We have Danny in North Atlanta. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, everybody. And I'm still a Braves fan, but the wake-up call is after watching this weekend, the Braves are not going to win the World Series. Are not. And I don't blame the Braves management for the Freddie Freeman situation, but Matt Olson is not Freddie Freeman. And unfortunately, when Freddie Freeman left, the heart and soul of this team left. And I do not see the pitching hitting even equal to the Dodgers or other teams. And Matt Olson, he's hitting 179 and made a horrible error yesterday. So that's my wake-up call this morning. I'm sure you guys will disagree, but we'll listen.
Bo's already ready to jump in, but appreciate the call.
I disagree because the heart and soul of the team, I mean, give me a break. They've won two straight division titles without Freddie Freeman. And answer me, what the hell L.A. has won with the addition of a heart and soul? Not a thing. So I love Freddie Freeman, but I'm so sick of every time Matt Olson has a hiccup, it's Freddie Freeman. Matt Olson hit 54 freaking home runs last year. Yeah, he's in a rough stretch. Guess what? That happens to players. Freddie Freeman is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Matt Olson can have a Hall of Fame career, but he's no. But you got a player that is younger and is going to still produce. Go look at his numbers last year. They were pretty close to what Freddie Freeman put up last year. He would have been an MVP candidate had Ronald Acuna Jr. not played on the same team as him.
I'm not quite as sunshine and rainbows as a lot of Braves fans, and I never am about the Braves because it just seems like that's just the nature of the beast with them. But what I will say is we talked about earlier in the show, I'd rather them be at this point than win 104 games and get knocked out of the first round. I'd rather them be at this point because it means they had to make adjustments and get hot at the right time.
Guess what? In 2021, when the heart and soul was still here, in August, they were under 500, and they won a World Series.
Yeah, and what do you think the Rangers were last May? Not very good.
And Freddie had a good postseason that year, but who were the guys that propelled you to World Series victories? Jock Peterson, Eddie Rosario, and Jorge Soler, like Tyler Matzik, okay?
All right, back to the lines we go. Nathan in Snellville. Good morning, Nathan. All right, psych, he lost the call. So we will go to Drew in Marietta. Good morning, Drew.
Hey, Drew, what's going on?
Good morning, guys.
What's up, man?
Happy Monday.
Yeah, same thing.
I understand the sentiment at some level about what the last caller just said, but that's way too dramatic out left field.
Right.
Matt Olson is a great player. Like you said, he hit 54 bombs. I'll leave that one alone. My wake-up call is for city inspectors everywhere, municipal inspectors.
All right.
So we are opening up a new salon with some of my spouse's friends, a second location. And, just the process to get permits approved for putting in a pipe in the wall is crazy.
Painful.
They won't let you put. There's all kinds of things that they won't let you do because of the zoning issues. So, for example, this is in a business area, so to speak, right? So you can't put, like, a residential-style bathroom in these places because then they'll consider it a residence. Which, for reference, the rent on this place is, like, half of what an apartment over here costs of a similar size.
Anytime, Drew, you get as far as paperwork for your municipality, you're gonna be up it, dude. There's nothing good when you have to start filling out permits and paperwork in a municipality.
Hold on, I got a question, and I don't know if any of us are qualified to answer this.
Probably not. We're not qualified to answer much.
What would make it a residential-style bathroom? Like, would you have to have, like, a half bath in there, or is it just – like, I don't understand what would qualify.
Is a bathtub? Is a bathtub make it that way?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Stall? Half bath or like
you have
was
to
it
have handles? What, I don't know.
I mean, I'm just confused, and that's. I wonder. I'm going to Google.
Why don't you Google?
It.
Yep. I was. All right, we're going to Skip. Good morning, Skip.
Skip Tater.
What's going on, morning crew? All right, I got wake up call for Tiffany, and I got one for the Braves. Tiffany, right quick on you, Tiffany. You don't have to worry about having four people on your team. Mike, Mom, you're always part of Mike Mafia. We protect the castle. So we protect the castle for the dragon, which is the Squidbillies.
Okay. All right. I feel safe.
So, you're safe.
Hang on,
see,
hang on,
if you notice.
Skip. Hang on. So what you're saying is the morning shift is a castle. I'm the knight. And you're telling me Squid's the dragon and Tiffany's the princess?
Yeah. Because Squidman is always getting on Tiffany. You know what I'm saying? And so you got to have a dragon out there.
Hey, Skip. I got to ask
the
you.
Dragon there.
Skip, I got to ask you a question.
Go ahead, Squid.
Do you never hear anything that comes out of Tiffany's mouth?
because
holy smokes, she initiates all the fire she gets from this dragon.
But no. I was gonna get to that because she is the princess, the queen of the castle. But when it comes to you, she can be Queen Dusa. With Queen Dusa, she can turn you into stone. She's half Medusa.
Oh, Medusa.
And half
Medusa. Okay.
She's Queen Dusa.
The snake hair.
Now.
The snake hair.
That's fair. That's accurate. I'm not gonna fight.
Now
you,
on the Braves, man. Now on the wait to call the Braves, man. I'm sorry, Snick. I am sorry. We cannot keep putting Trump out there every third day, man. Yeah. That's an automatic out in the lineup. If you look at every team out there, every team play their catcher 5 to 6 days a week. Why can't we just let Denault play until he gets safe?
Yeah.
It's like he's tired, man. Because I'm so tired of playing 2 days.
Good call, Skip. No, I think there is a lot of sentiment about that. Actually, I would say this. Chadwick Tromp has hit better than I thought he would when they called him up after the Murphy injury. But he has fallen off a little bit. And it does seem like at times it seems like we kind of revert to a National League-style, DH-less style lineup when Chadwick Tromp enters the lineup. It's like we're going back to having the pitcher sometimes. Although he's done better than I thought he would. He's not known as an offensive player. And just like most backup catchers, he's just that guy. He's not going to hit a lot.
Let's go to Brad in Villarica. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, guys. Mike Mafia.
Wait. My guy.
Anyways, Mike, follow up on your story. I had that happen to me 2 weeks ago, man. I went out with my wife on a Sunday. We went to a park in Carrollton. And it's a wooden park, like a castle. So there's a lot of people there. But anyways, my daughter had a lollipop in her hand. Uh-oh. So this big, I mean, she was huge. I love kids to death. But this little girl comes up to my little girl, and she just whacks the lollipop out of her hand.
No.
And then my daughter looks at me with those swollen eyes, and I'm like, so what do I do? So I'm looking for the mother, and I'm looking for the father.
Yep.
Well, I see the father, and me and him automatically make eye contact. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So I go over there, and I speak to him. I said, well, I don't appreciate your daughter knocking the lollipop out of my daughter's hand. And he had the nerve to tell me, well, why don't you leave and go get her another lollipop?
I know. I'd be in jail.
That made a point. That put a fear in my eyes. And you want to talk about a jail moment? It was real, real close. But my wife grabbed me, and she took me to the car. So that's my wake-up call to my wife. She's my one and only, and I love her to death. So, anyways,
good
guys, good to hear from you. Good morning. Happy Monday. I'm out.
Thanks, buddy.
We appreciate it. Look, all I'm saying is someone could take my advice. Just one little whisper to the mean little kid.
Hey, come here. Remember that present you
thought you
were going to get?
Remember that present you thought you were going to get?
No, I'm just telling you right now, man.
That's so terrible.
Good for you, though, man. You held it together.
Good for him.
Didn't end up in jail. Same.
Oh, man.
Same.
When we come back here, well, I know you guys had some we had some calls about the Braves. We will dive into that loss, that series sweep at the hands of the Dodgers. That's still to come here on the morning shift. And, yo, Josh Kendall will be joining us here on the show. We're going to break down the Falcons free agents. Stay with us here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. To more of the morning shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on the morning shift, and we've been telling you about a Mother's Day giveaway, so you can call in right now to the show at 404-726-0929 for a chance to win the perfect Mother's Day getaway staycation at Chateau Elan Winery and Resort, at the award-winning winery and culinary destination in culinary destination in the rolling foothills of Braselton, Georgia. This Chateau Elan Winery Resort staycation includes a 2-night stay at Chateau Elan Resort and Spa, a 50-minute spa treatment, and a $50 food and beverage credit. Also, through the month of May, Chateau Elan will be hosting a Bridgerton-inspired Spill the Tea afternoon tea series, offering moms a picture-perfect afternoon of opulence featuring an array of exquisite treats. To learn more about Chateau Elan, visit ChateauElan.com. But call us now to try to win this giveaway.
Have you ever watched that?
I'll announce the winner shortly. I watched the first season.
I heard there's some racy stuff in it.
You'd probably enjoy it.
What the hell does that mean?
What does that mean?
Hey, Skip, you listening there? You listening to that, Skip? You think I came at her? See, when all I hear when Tiffany says something like that is Dracarys.
When you say there's racy stuff in it, I was going to say, is it like kind of Game of Thrones-esque?
Yeah, no. Like softcore porn stuff.
Yeah.
I was going to say there's no violence, but yes, so sure, if you want to...
I heard there's
so the first season was good. I never came back to watch the other one.
Well, it's not
so
that good then. You didn't even come back for the second
season. Well, I don't know why. It depends on what the show is. Sometimes I just
too much of a commitment for you.
Tiffany doesn't ever finish a TV show
are
she
you
starts.
Trying to put me in some sort of
unless it's about like gophers or something, like living in the wild.
No, I will watch that. I watched that whole thing. But what are you coming at me for?
Is the second season too much of a commitment?
Like you're talking about tall people, and I made a comment on yeah, I'd probably pick a tall corner, and then you translate into Tiffany only likes tall men. And now here we are saying, I have commitment issues?
I didn't say that.
Well, hold on a second. First off, you do have commitment issues when it comes to TV shows.
Because
there's multiple times we've mentioned shows before, and you've said...
Mike Luck.
You have literally made comments like... He's not tall enough to ride this ride.
I never said that.
You did commit to going to Puerto Rico with somebody.
And then you bailed on them very quickly.
We're not talking about that anymore. Okay.
You know, you can't just.
I need a plus one.
You can't just decide that you don't want to talk about things.
Yes, I can.
You can't.
If it's my life, I don't want to talk about it.
If you have ever publicly mentioned it on this show, it is free reign to talk about again.
No, if I end it, if I say, you know what, we're done with this, then we're done with it.
Just because you ended it with that person doesn't mean you ended it.
There was
the
nothing
that it
to end,
happened.
By the way, okay? Let's just clarify that. There was nothing to
end.
You
did have to end. You had to end the fact that he had a chance to go with you on a trip across the world.
We're going to Puerto Rico. What are you talking about?
Well, for some people, that's across the world.
His opportunity to use the lobby bathroom. That's all.
Oh, yeah. And now I know I'm getting a text message. And, of course, it's from Denzel.
You also
said,
think it's a...
not commitment issues. I need a plus one. Mike is going crazy on you.
Listen, here's the thing. I just led you to water, didn't tell you how to drink it.
No, but always lead me to water, and then I end up falling into that water and not being able to get out of that water.
That's not a me thing. That's a
Tiffany thing.
Stop it, because Mike
what did Zeno
has this look
say
like,
about
you can't
you?
Lie. You can't lie to Mike. Like I can lie to you.
Yeah, that's dad mode.
I can't lie to Mike.
But what did Zeno say to you when he was in here?
I don't remember.
Said something like, Tiffany, I always, you are always getting in the way of yourself, like growing or something
this
like
came,
that.
I got out of my own way, and now I'm going to Puerto Rico by myself. Yo.
I think that's probably the route you should have taken the whole time. But
yeah. If you're in Puerto Rico, call me. Just kidding. Just kidding. Don't.
But seriously, don't.
There it is. You cannot help yourself.
How about them Braves?
All right. Unfortunately, a sweep at the hands of the Dodgers. So they fall 5-1 yesterday, and that is not good. And Shohei Ohtani hit two homers. Yeah.
To Bo's point earlier, it would be so easy to say, well, the pitch in this, pitch in that, after Saturday. I've said it multiple times. This series felt like when you played the Phillies in the playoffs last year. And was the pitching phenomenal? No. Did you even stand a chance after what the offense was able to do? No. It just felt like, it feels like as soon as the other team and the Dodgers and obviously the Mariners before that gets a couple of runs on the board, you've gotten in this funk right now with this lineup where you feel like it's over with. You can't manufacture runs. Things have changed in the last 10 years in baseball, specifically because of the DH, where you just felt like manufacturing runs was a huge deal, and you saw it. You saw it this weekend. Ronald Acuña gets on, is still second, and gets knocked in. That's just not something you see much anymore. And when you're not slugging at a high percentage, the way the Braves have not been able to do over the last, I don't know, couple of weeks, and even longer than that, throughout the season, you're not going to score much, and you don't have that puncher's chance to win like you always feel like the Braves have.
Yeah, it was tough. Look, Olson's slump is been really bad. We talked about it last segment. I think he's hitting, what did I say earlier, like 155 in his last 24 games with no homers. Riley's starting to come around with it, but 11 runs in six games is not enough for this team. Only three home runs on the road trip. They're not hitting, they're not slugging to the extent that they need to, because they are nothing but a slugging team, whether you like it or not.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. Get up to WSauce.com. Get a little Bloody Mary mix in your life today. It's Key West style. And call Anthony. If you got a truck, big, small, whatever, don't matter. Anthony at Status Truck and Trailer Repair can fix your truck today. The official truck and trailer repair of the nation of Squid. Squid Nation.
Of the nation.
That's
Squid
right.
Squad. The Squid Squad.
Dude, it was a wild weekend. Like, I mean, just busy from start to go. Got the truck back. The WSauce AT&T Gagillionaire Status Truck and Trailer Repair Omaha Steaks.
Congratulations.
Z71. was back in my possession as of Friday afternoon. I was so excited.
Feel good to slide into it?
Yeah, man. I tell you what. It just drives.
Did you have it? 6 weeks it was off?
From March 19th to May 4th.
Yeah. So right at 6 weeks.
Yeah. Happy to be back in the truck. Just brutal. So happy to be back in my truck. I love my truck. I love driving it. Went to Cherokee Chop House for the anniversary Friday night. Really, really good experience as always. There's just nothing like going to a nice steakhouse and getting a steak cooked. I get that Kansas City bone-in strip, and it comes out, and they're like, hey, you want us to slice? I'll slice it for you. Man, it's just so good. Mm. And I ate, the first time I've ever went there, I ate the entire steak in one sitting.
What just happened? You just had a whole moment by yourself there reminiscing over
it. Yeah, his eyes kind of rolled in the back of his head, didn't they? That was a little bit strange.
Anyways, played 18, held out the rain. I am the meat man. I got an Omaha Steak special coming for you starting May 20th, guys. So you just buckle up because we're going there again. The meat man is back. Anyways. Played some golf. Derby party. Love Kentucky Derby. Every year, like to watch it. We had a Derby party at our clubhouse. Had little drawings. You could enter like the raffle for your horse, your pick of the horse you thought would win. Amy won best dress. No surprise there. Apparently, I did not qualify. Not
with
sure
your
why.
Pink shorts and
my Hey Dudes.
Your slides?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was wearing Hey Dudes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Post party, but I'll tell you what, didn't make it out for the Cinco. I needed a day of rest. Plus, Amy's uncle from Brazil. I've told you that her grandfather was from Brazil, and later in his life, he moved back to Brazil, and then had another kid. And at her uncle's, and someone's in town, so we went with him to the original place where the Buffalo Wing came in was a place called Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York. They have expanded out. They have one in Kennesaw. We went to that yesterday.
Franchised out?
A little bit. Yeah, they have good wings, dude. Really good wings.
Interesting place for an Anchor Bar in Kennesaw.
Yeah, by the old where I guess Town Center Mall is still a thing.
Interesting.
Right in front of it. So I got some wings.
The wings good?
Dude, they're really good. Nice. They are phenomenal.
Did you get buffalo or did you go with like Thai chili or something?
No, I got half and half. I got medium, the buffalo, and then I got some garlic parms. The garlic parm wings
no,
are good.
No, I'm just laughing because you abbreviated parmesan.
Garlic parmesan. There. See, Skip? She's always coming at me. Everything I say, she criticizes.
All right. Well, I'm going to pivot out of that. I mean, sometimes you deserve it. So, but anyway.
No, I do. I ask for it.
Congratulations
sometimes.
To Matthew from Woodstock on winning our Mother's Day giveaway. So hopefully that special person in your life will enjoy this Mother's Day staycation at Chateau Alon Winery and Resort at the award-winning winery and culinary destination in the Rolling Hills of Braselton, Georgia. When we come back, we will talk to Josh Kendall and find out about his rankings of the Atlanta Falcons free agents. That's next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When people taste my meat, they don't stop talking about it.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mornings on the Game means more of the Morning Shift.
Nice. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on the Morning Shift and going straight to the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find Falcons beat writer for The Athletic, Josh Kendall, joining us here on the show. Good morning, Josh.
Morning. How are y'all?
Good. Good to have you back with us. It's been a while since we talked to you. And so I know you just came out with your article on the Falcons' undrafted free agents, and you have your take there on which one has the best chance to make the team. But I want to kind of go back to the draft since we haven't talked to you, because I guess the free agents, right, come after the draft. And so that probably the guys they picked up, you know, based on what they didn't get during the draft. So what do you make of what they accomplish in the 2024 draft? I cannot talk today, Josh. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. I get it. I get it. I have lots of those days. I think obviously, regardless of anything else, this will be the Michael Penix draft one way or the other. So, you know, the success or failure of this draft hinges on how the Cousins Penix situation works out and what type of career Penix has. Beyond that, I think it's really interesting that they got so many defensive front seven pieces and only one of them was an edge. I think we all talk about edges, you know, at outside linebacker, pure pass rush type guys. Instead, what they went with is some versatile interior guys, which makes me intrigued about how they're going to line up the front seven this year. And Raheem Morris addressed it a little bit after that second day of the draft, saying they could be anywhere from a three-man front to a six-man front, and they wanted bodies that they could place anywhere along that. So I think that'll be an interesting from a sort of a deep cut football perspective, is how they line up in that front seven and how much they shift that and if that becomes a strength for them. And then it's just the Penix Cousins situation. And, you know, we're not going to know, you know, if unless there is a Cousins injury situation, we're not going to be able to judge the Penix thing for 3 years minimum, I would think. So the Falcons for the next two seasons will tell us, you know, we did the right thing, we feel great about it, and we won't have any way to – there will be no rebuttal because, you know, they'll just say we've got a great backup quarterback. And then, you know, whenever Penix takes over, we'll see.
Josh, you mentioned they kind of leaned heavily into the front seven on defense. Were you shocked they didn't do more at the cornerback spot through the draft? It just seems like throughout free agency you've thought, okay, they'll address this in the draft, and then they didn't.
Yeah, a little bit, and I think that was a little bit the way that the board fell. You know, Terry Fontenot said that they called every team – from 9 to 32, trying to trade back into the first round. Well, in the middle of that, from 9 to 15 in there, I think those conversations were about Leetu Latu. Probably kind of glad I don't have to say that guy's name. That was a guy that they really had circled. I think they wanted him. But once he was gone, I think some of those conversations may have been about trying to get back into a cornerback. And then at that point, the board clearly fell in a way that they didn't love any of their options as much as they loved the other things. So we saw them bring in three guys in the undrafted free agent class, and there are some guys whose names we all know still left in the veteran free agent market. Stephon Gilmore is still out there. Xavien Howard is still out there. Akilo Witherspoon is still out there. I mean, there are guys, and Raheem Morris is a defensive guy around the league. I mean, the Falcons will be an attractive spot for some of those guys just because of Raheem. So I still think they're going to add a name like that.
Well, Josh, let's just get to that then real quick before we get to these undrafted guys. How do they expect to sign them? Because I know where the money stands. They need to actually free up money to sign the rookie class. So what moves are there realistically for this team to create cap space to be able to sign an Akilo Witherspoon or, you know, or just the draft class in general?
I'm kind of you know, of the mind that there's always money in the banana stand when it comes to the salary cap. I mean, they've got the big Chris Lindstrom deal, the big Grady Jarrett deals that they can restructure and find, because, you know, none of these guys that I'm talking about adding are at the point in their career where they're going to, you know, bring a big price tag. You're going to talk about 1 year deals, you know, maybe 12. I don't know. Maybe not even that much, depending on who, you know, Stephon Gilmore, Xavien Howard may be looking for more, but there are a couple of other guys there that you can get for single-digit $1 million, so a bargain. And, you know, they can always find that money, I feel like, you know, in sort of the accounting of the salary cap.
Josh Kendall joining us here on the morning shift, the beat writer of the Atlanta Falcons for The Athletic. Josh, Was that an Arrested Development reference before with the banana stand?
Yeah.
Nice pool.
Very nice. Nicely played. So back to now your list of Falcons undrafted free agents and which one has the best chance to make the team. You've got Isaiah Wooden, the receiver out of Southern Utah, at number one. What stands out about him to you?
Well, I still got to call Dane Brugler and make sure that 10-yard split time is not a typo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
A 1.38 10-yard split, nobody in the history of the NFL Combine has been clocked faster than that. Xavier Worthy, who just ran the 4.21 and set the record in the 40, had a 1.40 or 1.41 maybe. A 1.38 10-yard split is beyond elite speed in terms of get off the line of scrimmage. We know that this group values speed at wide receiver. We know that the Sean McVay offense loves to throw sort of that end around end, those jet sweeps. So that guy is a different kind of fast. And I think that gives him a chance just from that alone. And then you go to the cornerbacks. And so you just added volume there and you hope you hit. They're all small school guys. You just don't know. But I mean, D. Alford was a guy who was Tusculum CFL, you know, had only been playing football for 2 years and he made the team. So you can always sort of, you know, find a diamond in the rough there.
Josh, you did have two offensive linemen as part of these guys that you listed, Nolan Potter out of Northern Illinois and Ryan Cole out of Richmond. Do you think there's a spot for one of these guys to actually have a realistic shot of making the team? I know they've found some magic in years past with undrafted free agents. We talked about Ryan Schrader earlier. Any possibility that one of these guys can make a run at one of those roster spots?
Yes, I think that there's every possibility. And the reason I say that is Arthur Smith liked a specific type of offensive lineman. He valued physicality a little bit more. In sort of the pass blocking / physicality equation, Arthur gave more credence, I think, to physicality than some teams do. This group is going to want pass blockers. So you look at the tackles on the back end of the roster, Tyler Vrabel, John Legu, you know, guys like that who caught Arthur Smith's eye, you know, you're really now those guys are auditioning for a totally different coaching staff. And so I think that any offensive lineman they bring in have a chance just because they bring a little bit different flavor to an offense that's going to be a little bit different flavor.
Josh, real quick, about the DBs that the team went out and signed in the undrafted, you know, you got the kid from North Dakota State, which is kind of a special teams player in his own right. You got which is Jaden Price. You got Antonio Sal. I mean, is there a realistic chance that some of these guys can make the team? I know you talked about D. Alford and what he did coming from Canada and Tusculum, but, you know, is this just a special teams thing, or can one of these guys actually maybe play his way on by the preseason and what he does at the cornerback position?
They could, but I don't expect it. I think that they add a veteran there. I think that they've, you know, depth is not a problem, I don't think, in the secondary. I think that what this secondary needs is a piece at the top that allows you to slot everybody else down one, and then you feel really good about things. So I think what you're doing is you're rolling the dice. You're not costing you anything, and you're just going to see if one of these guys can catch lightning in a bottle. But I don't like their chances because I do think that this team goes out and adds a veteran who they feel like can start this year on a, probably just a one-year deal, who can come in and start this year opposite A.J. Terrell. And then they have plenty of pieces that they feel comfortable with who can fill in all those other spots.
Well, real quick to that point, what is Clark Phillips' future in your eyes with this team?
Nickelback. I think he and Dee Alford in their ideal world are sharing the nickel snaps, competing for that nickel job. He did a lot of things that they liked, but I do think that his size was an issue at times last year. It's the reason he fell to the fourth round. It's the only reason he fell to the fourth round, and we saw it come up a couple times last year. But he is a really willing tackler. He's a physical guy. He's got the sort of lateral phone booth quickness that you like at nickel, so I think that's where he's ultimately sticks.
All right, Josh, thank you for the great insight. Always great to have you on with us here.
Thanks for having me, gang.
That was Josh Kendall, the Falcons beat writer for The Athletic, joining us on the morning shift. When we come back, we'll find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse. Stay with us here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.